Punctual to my appointment, I placed my foot on the first notch of the zigzag next night as the distant clocks were striking 11. He was waiting for me at the bottom, with his white light on. "I have not called out," I said, when we came closer together. "May I speak now?"
"By all means, sir."
"Good night, then, and here's my hand."
"Good night, sir."
But the reader will hardly, perhaps, imagine how dreadful it was to him to see a figure suddenly sit up in what he had known was an empty bed. He was out of his bed in one bound and made a dash towards the window where lay his only weapon, the stick with which he had propped up his screen.
She threw her arms up, her old and withered arms, and cried aloud, "Oh, heaven forgive! Have mercy!" Mrs. Stark took hold of her, roughly enough, I thought. But she was past Mrs. Stark's management and spoke to me in a kind of wild warning and authority. "Hester, keep her away from that child. It will lure her to her death. That evil child. Tell her it is a wicked, naughty child."
Then, growing used to the light, I happened to look down to the foot of my bed. I can never tell you really what happened then. Nothing I could ever confess in the most abject words could even faintly picture to you what I felt. I know that my heart stopped dead, and my throat shut automatically. In one instinctive movement, I crouched back up against the headboards of the bed, staring at the horror.